Hi, I'm PJ Vogt, and I want to tell you about my podcast, Search Engine. We try to make sense of the world, one question at a time. No question too big, no question too small. We will even answer your questions if you send them in. Stuff like, what happens when a cemetery goes out of business? What should we do about teens using AI to do their homework? Who buys luggage at the airport luggage store? Follow and listen to Search Engine in partnership with Odyssey, wherever you get your podcasts.
10 a.m., 10:03 on this Wednesday morning. This is the Steakhouse, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Drew Butler and Abe Gordon taking you through the fastest 2 hours in radio. 2 hours. And, of course, thank you, Bo. R.I.P. to Ozzy Osbourne. Passed away yesterday at the age of 78, I believe. A legend. And as I was driving in, I heard Crazy Train, and that reminds me of one thing. And I'm assuming it's the same thing you probably think of when you hear Crazy Train.
Is that not the – yeah, that's who everybody thinks of when they hear Crazy Train.
Right?
Yeah, it has to be.
Chipper
Especially
Jones.
If you're anywhere in the Southeast or a baseball fan at all, yeah.
Chipper Jones.
100%.
Ozzy Osbourne, Crazy Train, walk-up song. That's what I think. I wonder if that's what everybody else thinks as well. What about you, Abe?
Yeah, I mean, Chipper's my favorite Braves player of all time. So
I saw an Instagram post last night. It was like 10 top 10 Chipper Jones moments, and that dude was just phenomenal. Great at the plate, awesome defensively, extremely consistent. Chipper Jones, all-time Atlanta Brave great.
In my mind. I assume in most people's minds, but in my mind.
Hall of Famer. No question.
There's literally
about
stats
it.
To back that up, so
yes.
I don't think that anybody can dispute it, right?
Yes.
I guess I was thinking like from the Mount Rushmore, if you only get four.
Okay,
type
who
of
would
thing.
That be? That's a great question.
Well,
Rushmore of Atlanta Braves.
Where do you get into like the pitchers?
Yeah.
Where do you get into old Braves, Dale Murphy? Like it just kind of.
Hank Aaron obviously is on the Mount
Yeah,
Rushmore.
But if Hank and like, I don't know, do you. One pitcher? Do you do multiple pitchers? Let's say Hank and Maddox are already on there.
But see, I would honestly, and I love Greg Maddox, I would honestly make a very valid point to say John Smoltz should be
on there. So Smoltz was my favorite of the three.
Starter and closer.
Sure. So, but either way, say it's Hank and.
Straight Cy Youngs, though.
Let's say it's Hank and Smoltz. All right. Dale. So now you only got one spot left. You're dealing with Chipper. You're dealing with Andrew. You're dealing with Acuna.
No. Chipper is automatic.
100%. I think Chipper
again,
and Hank Aaron are on there for sure.
I don't disagree. I'm just saying other people would make different arguments.
I think the fourth spot may be – so if it's Mad Dog and Hank and Chipper, the fourth spot probably is a battle between Andrew Smoltz, who is a Hall of Famer, and then maybe Dale.
And then the other question, people can't get over it, is Freddie in this discussion?
No.
Not
an all-time
You
break.
Say no. I think other people will feel differently.
Freddie Freeman is not on the Mount Rushmore of Atlanta.
Maybe top 10.
Top 10?
Yeah.
You can make that argument. 12 years as a Brave. He's not on the Mount Rushmore.
I'm not making the argument.
Well,
he is,
Drew. You just said it.
Other people might feel that way.
It is Mount Rushmore season. It absolutely is. Mount Rushmore season as soon as the NBA
is it too
and
early
Stanley
to put
Cup Finals end, and until the NFL and college football season
starts.
Yeah,
I mean, is it too early to put Acuna?
That is Mount Yes, it's too early to put Ronald Acuna on the Mount Rushmore. This is the Atlanta Braves we're talking about, storied history.
He is trajecting that way, though.
Sure.
It is trajecting that way, yes.
And
it,
but there's going to be people who are like, yeah, but he wasn't playing when they won the World Series, so I don't know if I could put him there. You know people have that conversation.
I know. All right, well, let's have a different conversation. NFL championship windows. It's a topic that's often discussed, often debated. Which windows are open, which are closed, which are closing? And more importantly for us, Abe Gordon, is the Falcons window open right now, or are there too many uncertainties around this football team to seriously say they are in their timeline to win an NFL championship? That's not to say it's this year. It's, hey, in the next 2 to 3 years, will the Falcons have a window to win an NFL championship? Last week, ESPN, or I think it was earlier this week, they ranked every single NFL team based on roster talent alone.
From the starting 22.
Yeah, and the Falcons were what?
26.
Yikes.
So that would tell you no. That would tell you no.
Falcons are 66-1 according to Bet Online to win the Super Bowl this year.
So let me ask you a quick question based on those odds. Do you think the Dolphins have a window that's open right now?
I would put the Dolphins almost in the same category as the Atlanta Falcons.
Do you think the Patriots have a window that's open this year?
No.
Do you think the Cardinals have a window that's open this year?
No.
All right, so you're pretty much out on those three teams. For the most part, generally.
Yeah, the Cardinals are not going to make the playoffs.
Okay.
The Dolphins
are the three teams. Okay,
on Tua's health.
My point is, those are the three teams with the exact same odds.
Okay.
That's the group that the Falcons are in.
I don't think the Falcons, with all due respect, I do not think the Falcons' championship window is open this year. I think it's cracked and moving upward. It's not up top and moving downward.
So the question is, why is it not open this year? And look, the NFL is weird.
I think it's not open this year for the reasons why that ESPN reporter ranked the Falcons 26th based on their starting 22 roster. Uncertainty at the quarterback position with Michael Penix Jr. and question marks on defense around your defensive back specifically, but can they find a pass rush?
And I think
that is why they ranked them 26th.
Because
when I heard that the rankings were coming out and there was a tease, I think I might have been listening to you. I was like, Falcons 18 to 20 range?
Right, right.
And then I heard 26. I go, I don't know about that.
Well, there's a couple things in play here. I think the unknowns work both against them in that discussion, but for them in is the window open this year.
Okay.
Because I think if one of those guys, much less both of those guys, turn into a dude, I'm talking about pass rushers, I'm talking about
Walker and James Pierce.
We just don't know.
Yeah.
And I'm going to err on the side. And by the way, I did a whole list for 31 other teams as to where I view their windows. I erred for the most part of if there's any combination of things that could happen this year to where I could envision them winning the Super Bowl. When I look at the Atlanta Falcons, is there any combination of things? And again, we're talking everything goes right,
right.
For any of these 32
yes.
teams. But when I look at the Atlanta Falcons and I say, if this and that go right, are they in discussions? I'm not saying it will.
Okay.
But if Kyle Pitts is a player,
you cannot start that statement.
Well, we're going to bring him up at some point.
Oh, my goodness.
Let's just say Kyle.
Wait a minute. I want to revisit
800
this.
Yards, 5 touchdowns.
For who?
Kyle Pitts. Again, Drew, we're trying to be.
Why are we doing this to ourselves?
You got
to
hear. I don't think it's the only factor. If one of those two pass rushers or both or other guys.
And I would say
Braylon Trice as well,
yeah,
Floyd as well.
I'm really interested to see how Braylon Trice looks coming back.
If any of these guys combine to have 25, 30 sacks as a group. I'm not talking about individually. If they figure out how to stop the run defensively.
Can I ask you a question?
If Penix isn't
I think
making
in that
mistakes.
Same ESPN article, they listed Michael Penix Jr. as the X factor. Of
sure,
course, that,
of course.
That's obvious. Would it be crazy to say that Braylon Trice could be an X factor for the Atlanta Falcons? Do we know enough about him? Obviously, a third-round pick a year ago, a pass rusher.
I'll tell you why he's
got
not.
Injured.
I'll tell
Didn't
you why he's not. Anything you get from Braylon Trice is a bonus.
Yeah.
If you get nothing from him, I'm not sure how negatively
That's
impactful
fair.
It is. Whereas with Penix, if you get nothing for
right.
him, the
right.
negative impact there is huge. Trice, to me, is all positive. Because anything you
yeah.
get from him is a bonus. If you get nothing from him, you all and I like Braylon Trice. I hope that everything goes well with him. But like you already got nothing from him. So it's not a step backwards. You're not counting on him the way you're counting on Penix.
So
now, if you got nothing from Walker or Pierce, that's a different discussion.
In the NFC, you only have one team that has an open window that is closing, and that is the Los Angeles Rams. Is that mainly due to
I think
Matthew
the
Stafford's
quarterback's falling yeah. off after a year? And this may be his last season. You tell me. I don't know.
I don't know. Would he go
I
back
know.
To L.A.? Will he retire?
I think he's done within 2 years.
Yeah.
I don't know if this is his last year or next year, but, I mean, as I view it now, the window's closed. Who knows who they can get after that? They're still going to have what should be a very young, very good defense. If Kyren Williams re-ups, they still have a very good young receiving core.
Right.
If they can get the quarterback back in place with that head coach,
yes,
maybe it does open up more.
I would assume that's a package deal.
But I view it right now as a window that is closing that has 1 or 2 years left before it kind of falls around.
And you have two divisions in the NFC with 3 out of 4 teams that do not have a closing window. That would be the NFC East with the defending Super Bowl champion Philadelphia Eagles, the Washington Commanders, who made the NFC Championship game last year. And I'm kind of surprised around your take on the Dallas Cowboys, but then NFC North as well. You have all 4 teams.
Yeah. Here's the thing. If I'm going to be open about if all things go well for the Falcons, they can win it this year, I have to be open about the rest of the
team. But do you honestly,
no, I don't believe the Cowboys can win a Super Bowl this year.
Do you honestly, in your heart, believe if everything goes well for the Atlanta Falcons, they could win a Super Bowl?
Yeah, because I think they could have one of the 5 best offenses in the NFL.
That would be phenomenal.
Yeah, I think
that
would
be fun. That would be exciting.
If you combine a revamped pass rush with one of the 5 best offenses, and again, I know we got questions about cornerback opposite AJ. Some people have questions about AJ. I think if you ramp up the pass rush, though, so many of those questions get taken care of. We hear it. I'm sure we'll hear it from Raheem today or tomorrow, whenever. The term complementary football, right? It's thrown around. Like, a lot of times, offense sets up defense, defense sets up offense. How about the pass rush helping out the secondary? Like, I think so many questions get answered, not just for the Falcons, for any of these teams. So many questions get answered if you can get to the quarterback.
100%.
And so, these questions about who's your safety, these questions about who's cornerback
too. I think Billy Bowman's going to be able
sure,
to play. Sure,
yeah. He's in there. But I just think so many of them, the importance and significance gets lessened. If you got 2 guys, then get after the pass rusher.
Dude,
3 guys. Do you see what I'm saying?
Yes, I could not agree with you more.
But I think,
I could not agree with you more in terms of the pass rush.
Best case scenario here, Pitts is involved in the – I don't need him to be the best tight end in the NFL. I don't need Drake London to be the number one wide receiver in the NFL, but he should be in the top 10. Darnell Mooney stays healthy. He goes over 1,000 yards. I think Ray McCloud stays healthy. He can go to 550, 600.
Okay.
In Pitts, I don't know, 650 yards and 4
touchdowns.
You're making
a great point until you say that name.
Okay, but I'm already throwing out there that this is like as optimistic and positive and things going right. There's potential, and again, this also falls into the X factor. Michael Penix not looking like a rookie, not having those learning moments and growing pains and all that.
3-3, 4-2.
All
in those
you need
first
him to be,
games,
by the way, is like between like 10th and 17th best quarterback in the NFL. Like, if you get him to play like Baker Mayfield, you're in great shape with this offense.
Man, I want to see James Pierce Jr. get after the quarterback relentlessly, off the edge, a bag full of pass rush tricks. Let's do it. Let us know what you think. Abe Gordon just said, if everything goes right for the Falcons this year, they could win the Super Bowl. Do you agree? Get on the phone lines, 404-726-0929. We'll take a couple of calls when we get back from the break, and we will also be bellying up to the bar. Plenty of news storylines to get you caught up on this gloomy-ish Wednesday, but we're having fun. Drew Butler, Abe Gordon, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
From the trusted team behind 48 Hours, welcome to Case by Case, your weekly update on the biggest true crime stories unfolding right now.
Nick Reiner remains in custody without bail.
Luigi Mangione accused of stalking and gunning down UnitedHealthcare CEO Brian Thompson.
From high-profile trials and stunning evidence to major breaks in cold cases, we'll follow it all case by case. Follow and listen to 48 Hours Case by Case wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back into the Steakhouse. Drew Butler and Abe Gordon. And guess what? Falcons training camp is coming. That's right. Starting Thursday, tomorrow, and continuing through August 13th, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game brings you exclusive on-site coverage of Falcons training camp with The Morning Shift, The Steakhouse, and Andy and Randy broadcasting live from Flowery Branch. And when practice wraps up, join Dukes and Bell at Hooters at the Mall of Georgia. Coverage is brought to you by your North Georgia Honda dealers and by Hooters. Ain't no party like a Hooters party. Live coverage of Falcons training camp starts tomorrow, Thursday, on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. All right, Abe Gordon, you got the people fired up. You said if everything goes right for the Atlanta Falcons in 2025, they could win the Super Bowl. Get on the phone lines, 404-726-0929. Tell us if you agree or disagree. We got some callers on the line. We're starting with Meat in College Park. Meat, how are you, my man?
What's up, Abe? I agree vehemently. Listen, we were on the cusp of the playoffs with incompetent quarterback play 2 years straight. If Kirk Cousins doesn't hijack our season, we are going to the playoffs. If Michael Penix balls out, we're going to the NFC Championship.
Meat, you make a great point. And keep in mind, if they made the playoffs last year, they were going to have a home playoff.
Well, remember, you're toe-to-toe with the Commanders who went to the NFC title game, right? I mean, you're toe-to-toe with
absolutely
on the road.
And what happened?
With Penix.
Jaden Daniels got hot, like Meat is saying, and they rode that hot hand all the way to the
NFC
Championship
game. But you're right there with that team. You were right there with that team.
Right there. Hey, if Penix balls out, the sky's the limit. Penix is the X factor. We went from being depleted at defense. Now we have depth at defense. So it's all on Raheem. Everything's on Raheem right now.
All right, Meat. You going to go up to Flowery Branch any day? You going to be at practice any day, Meat?
Nah, man. I'll be on the road, man. I got an expedited delivery company, man. I'm always driving.
All right, man. We appreciate you listening. Meat brings up a great point, though. It all starts and ends with Michael Penix Jr. This is not rocket science.
And again, I'm not.
Thank you, Meat.
It all depends on what we get out of him. I was giving you the optimistic point of view.
Of course you are.
But you got to remember,
you're prefaced it by saying everything has to go right.
Last year, you take out the Super Bowl champions in the Philadelphia Eagles. You were a called PI away from taking out the team they beat in the Super Bowl in the Chiefs the next week. Later in the year, you're toe-to-toe in overtime with a team that went to the NFC title game. Like, you're not that far off, and there were a lot of things you didn't have going for you.
I agree. Like, a non-existent pass rush.
Right. Certainly in those first two
Cousins' injury caused that four-game skid, which really derailed the season. There's no doubt about that. Let's go to Kevin, the limo driver, in his limo. Kevin, do you agree with Abe if everything goes right for the Falcons? And that's a big statement. It has to go right. Could the Falcons win the Super Bowl?
Well, I disagree on this basis. I think not everything has to go right. I think they can still have a good season. Basic football, good defense, great running game. Defense always travels. Yep. This defense is ramped up, and that running game stays the same. They just need Penix to he can grow organically, and they got a shot. To his point, he made a great case. Last year, we were right at it. But I don't think absolutely everything has to go great. I think those two things, if they're great, the running game and the defense, I think we if you get in the tournament, you got a chance.
That's how
you win a Super Bowl.
I like it, Kevin. I like it a lot. Football is not a difficult game.
Let me build
football
it out.
Football is not a difficult game. Run the football, have a stout defense. You're going to win more football games than you lose.
Let me build it out for you this way. Let's rewind and take the Pitts thing off the table. He does what he does. I don't know, 450 yards, two touchdowns, whatever. Right? That's an okay, whatever. Fine.
Yeah.
You have Bijan Robinson. Things could get ramped up. You have one of the top 10 receivers in the NFL with Drake London.
And now you got a quarterback.
You got an offensive coordinator working his way into his second season, not his first.
Yep.
You got the quarterback, blah, blah, blah. There's still a potential that this is a team that can get out ahead of teams in games.
I'm all for that.
Now
I would love the Falcons to be averaging 26, 27, 28 points
a game. So let's say you get there.
Going into Sunday saying, you know what? Even if the defense is a little shaky, we're going to outscore you.
Now you got teams having to throw on you. Now you got your guys pinning your ear backs, an opportunity to get after them and ramp up.
You're
the defense.
Exactly right.
Now you take the fact that you might have some trouble running the ball or stopping the run, pardon me, off the table.
Question:
it just
for
steps
you.
The defense up again.
Based on 3-game sample set, is Michael Penix Jr. a better thrower of the football than Jalen Hurts?
Than Jalen Hurts,
Super Bowl champion, Super Bowl MVP, correct?
Wasn't
he the MVP last year? Putting you on the spot. Forget that.
Yeah,
is he a better passer?
I think he's
football?
A better pure passer. I don't know.
Mike Russo,
I think Jalen Hurts makes fewer mistakes.
Mike Russo,
I think he's a better pure passer, though.
Mike Russo, listener on X, he chimes in. He said, I'm not aware of any rookie quarterbacks winning titles without a top
five defense.
I'm
not aware that we're starting a rookie quarterback.
I agree with you. We are not starting a rookie quarterback, so Mike, you need to edit that tweet. He said, we're not close to that yet. Penix is basically an unknown. But
agreed.
We need to see what the defense is.
Agreed. But I also provided the caveat that a lot of things have to go well.
You're right. I like what Mr. Yo says, longtime listener.
Well,
Mr. Yo says the Falcons window starts today. We're going 15-2.
All right.
Great run game. Good wide receivers. A phenom at quarterback, he says. We finally have a young, fast defense. Our Super Bowl window starts now.
I
all
think
right,
15
Mr.
and
Yo.
I look,
15-2.
Yo listens all the
we'll
time.
We'll be partying down Northside Drive.
He's
baby.
Been yelling at me about Penix since well before the draft last year. So he's a Penix guy. I'm in favor of all of that. We're gonna keep it realistic. As much as I said, a lot of things need to go right. Like 15-2 is a little bit out there.
Let me just
a
say
little
one
bit
thing.
Out there.
I've played in all but two NFL stadiums. I was with the Pittsburgh Steelers. They have a great tailgate scene in Pittsburgh. Incredible fans. I've been to Chicago many more times than I can even count. Awesome tailgate scene outside Soldier Field. When the Falcons are good, the tailgate scene outside Mercedes-Benz Stadium, I think, is pretty elite.
Well, doesn't this go to what I said at the start of the show?
What I'm saying is this. Falcons fans show up when the team is good.
That's what
not
I said,
a
though.
Knock on them.
That's
I
what
agree.
I said at the start about yes. the Braves fans were there. I said every fan base is going to be ramped up when the team is good.
Man,
I said
walking
it at the start.
Down Northside Drive no when the Falcons are good on those crisp fall
dude,
Sundays in
dude,
Atlanta,
ride
turn
Marta,
me up.
Take Marta
yes.
at like 11:45. Like 11:45 on a Sunday down there.
Turn me up. That excites me. The prospects of leading the division with 4 weeks to go, and you got a nice little cushion, and the team is playing well. And to Abe's point, your offense is putting so many points on the board that your opponents are having to throw the ball more, which opens up the pass rush to get after the quarterback. That is an exciting brand of football. And to a lot of our listeners tweeting and calling in, we've got some exciting, fast young players.
It's to the point.
Are we getting ahead of ourselves?
So I had this discussion with Sandra a little bit yesterday. I was like, hey, because I'm going to be that guy at training camp. He's like, did you see him take that one-on-one rep? Like, who's going to stop him this year? Like, that's going to be me at training camp. So, yeah,
let's,
we are. But I caveated.
Well,
I didn't just say all of this is going to happen.
Know,
I caveated with if this happens. I'm not just sitting here as like, who's going to beat the Falcons this year? No one.
I agree.
There's a lot of things that have to go right, and not all of them are going to go right. I think we can openly admit that. But when I look at this team, we're going to use the term potential here.
Yeah.
There is potential
right.
that this team can get hot the way we've seen other teams get hot
yeah.
and ride it.
All right.
There's potential.
Look, I'm thirsty. We need to belly up to the bar. All right, big news yesterday, sad news. Ozzy Osbourne passed away at the age of 76. Of course, you know him as the lead singer of Black Sabbath, a Rock and Roll Hall of Fame member. Popularized in pop culture from the hit MTV show with his wife Sharon. What was the name of that? Life with the Osbournes?
Or the Osbournes or
the
something?
The Osbournes,
like that,
yeah. Jack and the daughter. And
yeah.
Rest in peace, Ozzy Osbourne. I asked the question earlier. I was driving in. You hear Crazy Train, you think one thing, Chipper Jones. Ozzy Osbourne has a unique tie to the city of Atlanta.
Yeah, I know. I saw Chipper put out a thread yesterday on social media, just talking about the decision to use that song and kind of the relationship with it. So, yeah, I mean, it's that was in and at Braves games 3 to 5 times per game for, I don't know, what was it, 12 years, 14 years, whatever the length of Tripper's career was. I mean, he got that song going pretty early in his career, so... Yeah, I think it does hold a special spot for Braves fans.
Yeah, breaking news in the sports broadcasting NFL world. ESPN is reportedly nearing a deal to acquire the NFL Network and Red Zone. It says that the owners are expected to vote on this in the coming weeks. You might have noticed a paradigm shift. A lot of talent from NFL Network has been signing on to ESPN, most notably Peter Schrager of late, but that could certainly be a change with the NFL Network and Red Zone banners heading over to the Disney family of networks. Does that surprise you at all, Abe?
No, I think ESPN is looking for more ways to grow their digital platforms,
sure.
And Red Zone is
yeah,
a huge one.
Absolutely, and then last but not least, did anybody see the Stanley Cup when it made its tour of Atlanta the other day? Mike Huff, VP of player engagement for the Stanley Cup champion Florida Panthers, he brought the Stanley Cup to Atlanta. He took it to the Delta Operations Control Center. He took it to Children's Healthcare of Atlanta, Alpharetta City Hall, Dunwoody Country Club, Johnny's Hideaway, and Waffle House, among other places. Did you see it? Were you able to get a picture of it? Were you at Johnny's Hideaway when they walked in with Lord Stanley's Cup? Let us know. 404-726-0929. We are rocking and rolling. Tons of great banter here on the Steakhouse. Follow us on X at Drew Butler, at Abe Gordon, at 92.9 The Game. We'll be back right after the break with some three strikes. Put a bow on this Wednesday episode of the Steakhouse. This is Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
I'm Anna Garcia, host of True Crime News, the podcast. Every week, we bring you in-depth coverage on cases making headlines, as well as those that go under the radar. Tune in for Murders That Defy Explanation, Mystery Seeking Exploration, and Shocking Secrets That Will Leave You Breathless. Each week, we honor the victims by going beyond the salacious in our search for justice. Crime never stops, and neither do we. Listen to True Crime News, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
.1040, this is the Steakhouse, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Drew Butler, Abe Gordon, taking you through the fastest 2 hours in radio on a Wednesday morning. Some spirited conversations have been had. We are fired up about football season. Falcons training camp begins tomorrow.
Wasn't today like the most pre-training camp in any city you could possibly get? Just optimism, optimism. Yeah. Like before anything goes wrong, before anyone has even laced up cleats and put on tape, it's just like, they could win the Super Bowl this year.
Yeah. Well, let me ask you one question that I think will be a conversation that a lot of national sports outlets will cover throughout Falcons training camp, and that is, what is going to happen with Kirk Cousins? Because as it stands right now, Kirk Cousins is probably the best backup quarterback in the National Football League. And, you know, if we want to look at the other side of the coin and be pessimists, if Michael Penix were to get hurt, which he has gotten hurt in the past, and you had dealt Kirk Cousins away, or a team gets desperate and makes you an offer you cannot refuse, you will have backup quarterbacks Easton Stick.
Easton Stick season, baby.
And Emery Jones.
Yeah. You might bring someone else in over Easton Stick if you move on from Kirk at
some
point.
Okay, and I would say this. Somebody is going to have to get extremely desperate across the NFL to make an offer to the Atlanta Falcons for Kirk Cousins that would have them consummate that deal.
Was it with you that I did that? There was like 20 teams. I had that list of like 20 teams who, like, if they lost their starter, would make a serious consideration for Kirk.
Well, I think there's two things that have to happen in order for the Falcons to say, okay, we're going to do this deal. First and foremost, that team that is inquiring about Kirk Cousins is going to have to take the majority of his salary cap in 2025. Because then that would open up the Falcons to be able to make an acquisition to bring in a different quarterback.
What's
or
majority?
Maybe some other.
Because some teams said they made a $10 million offer. The Falcons reportedly are asking 20 if they meet in the middle at 15.
I think he moves at 15.
Yeah.
And I think, you know, it's easy to say this, but if J.J. McCarthy for the Minnesota Vikings either is not performing well or has an injury that maybe puts him out for 6-8 weeks during training camp, the Minnesota Vikings, who have seemingly a lot of pieces put together to become a playoff team, they were almost one a year ago. Or did they get knocked out in the first wild card?
I think they got knocked out.
Would the Vikings?
Didn't they have that game against the Lions, like for the division or something?
Would they make an offer to the Atlanta Falcons to bring back Kirk Cousins?
They gonna turn it over to Sam Howell?
I don't think they would do that.
Okay. Well,
I think Kirk
Cousins.
Would
you trade Kirk for Howell?
I think there are many, many scenarios over the past 3, 4, 5 seasons in which something happens to a team during training camp and they need to address it, especially at the quarterback position. And that does happen. Kirk Cousins becomes target number one to bring him in to say, okay, we have the pieces around him. We know what Kirk is capable of. Let's put an offer together towards the Atlanta Falcons.
Yeah, I think you're just doing what you're doing and just hanging out, playing the waiting game. And if that opportunity arises, you take advantage of it. And if it doesn't arise, then you have the best backup quarterback in the NFL. Hopefully you don't need it. Hopefully he is devoted to this team and helps with Michael Penix's growth. And isn't it? I just don't. We talked about this ad nauseum multiple times, and then again when the quarterback series came out, like I just don't think he's going to be a problem, and so I'm fine with it. We move forward. If there's an opportunity to move and you can get something for him, great. If not, then not.
I don't think there's any inkling whatsoever where Kirk Cousins would be an issue in the locker room if he was your backup through the entire 2025 season.
I don't think so.
I think he's put himself out there enough to know that he wants to be a good teammate. I think he's put it out there enough to he'll support Michael Penix Jr. And the backup quarterback's job is to, one, be supportive of the starting quarterback, but two, help with preparation, help break down defenses and tape throughout the week, help the coaches scheme up what he sees the upcoming opponent's defensive tendencies are. And obviously, Abe, Kirk Cousins is better positioned to do that than any other backup in the National Football League.
Yeah, I think you've got a little bit of a best of both worlds where you have a guy that can help and be a second coach in the quarterback room and all that. Yeah. And then you've also got a guy that potentially could be of heavy desire from other teams. And you just wait to see if that's the case or not.
Well, it's a Wednesday here in Atlanta, a bit gloomy, some misty rain falling down. What do we have on the docket today for big game of the night?
Yeah, John Foy, big game of the night, presented by John Foy and Associates, experienced personal injury attorneys. Get the strong arm. Hour and a half from now, 90 minutes off from Justin Verlander, Spencer Strider, if this rain clears out at Truist and there are no delays. That's a 12:15 businessman special right there. And if you're more of a late-night crowd, the Atlanta Dream taking on the Phoenix Mercury 10 p.m. tonight as well.
Okay, what about
MLS
that
All-Star game?
MLS
anyone,
All-Star
anyone dive game. In against Liga MX All-Stars?
I think I might check that out.
Will you?
Yeah.
What channel do you think that's on?
Apple TV.
Oh, look at you.
Yeah. My boy Taylor Twellman will be on the call.
All right. Riveting.
Riveting indeed. Three strikes. We got your questions right here. Get on the phone lines, 404-726-0929. 404-726-0929. Here are your questions. We'll open up the phone lines in just a minute. Is the Falcons Super Bowl window open in 2025? Second question. You have the Stanley Cup. Where are you taking it? Where are you taking the Stanley Cup if you have it in your possession? And the third and final question on this edition of Three Strikes. Who's going to win the college football national championship this year? An SEC team or a Big Ten team? That is the main talking point right now in the world of college football, SEC versus Big Ten. Of course, the Big Ten has won the last two national championships. So, three strikes. Get on the phone lines, 404-726-0929. Is the Falcons Super Bowl window open in 2025? You have the Stanley Cup. Where are you taking it? And who wins the national championship this year in college football? The SEC or the Big Ten, 404-726-0929.
I got Twitter pulled up here.
Okay.
And this is not going to slow down the hype train at all.
Oh, no.
Mark Raimondi, Atlanta Falcons reporter for ESPN, is talking with Chris Lindstrom. Lindstrom says the rookies this year, quote, blew my doors off, end quote, in terms of preparation and how they worked in OTAs.
And obviously,
that's not slowing down the hype train.
Defensive players.
Yeah, those guys. Yeah.
Jalen Walker, James Pierce Jr., Xavier Watts, Billy Bowman. I think all those guys are going to be seeing the field very early. And of course, Jalen Walker and James Pierce Jr. will, but the defensive backs, Xavier Watts and Billy Bowman.
Well, I think you talked about it. I think Bowman's probably getting the nod there to start. And I think Xavier Watts is going to make his case as well. I think they both could be starters.
I just cannot say enough of how much I approve of the two moves that this Falcons front office made in the first round this year. Jalen Walker and then trading away next year's first round pick to get back into the first round to take James Pierce Jr. You had to do it. You simply had to do it, and they did it, and I think it will produce in 2025.
Yeah, and like, I don't know, this is an unfair comment to make, but I'm going to make it anyways. Like, if it doesn't work out, Terry Fontenot wasn't going to be able to make that pick next year, right?
He might not be here next year.
No, that's my point.
Yeah.
He's not saving it for the next guy. He needed to make an impact to save his job. I think he did. That's the plan. And so that would be my mindset as GM is like, yeah, man, if things don't go well, I'm not relying just on Jalen Walker. We're going to double down here.
All right, before we get to three strikes, I got to bring up one thing. Did you see those hideous alternate jerseys that the New Orleans Saints put out yesterday? Supposedly
gold. Oh, the gold one?
But yeah. They're not gold. They're like beige. They look horrible. Horrible. I hope they wear them in the Superdome when the Falcons come to play so the Falcons can send them back home with a big fat L.
Yeah, a lot's being made about these alternate jerseys or throwbacks. I saw the Steeler throwback.
Look,
every single
NFL team should have to wear throwbacks on Thanksgiving Day and Thanksgiving weekend.
Sure, okay.
That would be great. We need to make that happen. Let's get to three strikes. All right, we got Jared in Powder Springs. Jared, is the Falcons Super Bowl window open in 2025?
Definitely, without a question.
All right.
Without a question. Michael Penix at the helm, Jalen Walker on the edge. Hey, we there, baby.
I love it. Hey, you have the Stanley Cup in your possession. Where are you taking it?
I'm going to work the flex, man. We're going to work. We're clocking in with the Stanley Cup.
We're going to lunch
with the Stanley Cup. The work job, man.
All right, taking it to work. And who wins the college football national championship this year? A team from the SEC or a team from the Big Ten?
I'm a dog fan. I'm going to say SEC, but I believe Bama pulls it out.
Bama, wow.
That's what I think. I don't know. I got an itch.
All right. Thanks so much, Jared. Hey, Mike in Decatur. Mike, is the Falcons Super Bowl window open in 2025?
Absolutely.
Wow. Wow. We got some optimism coming from Falcons fans. Hey, you've got the Stanley Cup. Where are you taking it, Mike?
Atlanta City Council. Let's get hockey back.
All right. I think it's on the way. We'll see. We'll see. And who wins the national championship this year in college football? A team from the SEC or a team from the Big Ten?
I'm Georgia all the way, bro.
Dogs winning it all again, an SEC team. Thanks so much, Mike. Coleman and Winder. Coleman, is the Falcons Super Bowl window open in 2025?
1,000,000%.
Woo!
Woo!
We are fired up. 1,000,000%. Coleman, you have the Stanley Cup in your possession. Where are you taking it?
I'm just taking it to the crib. Put it up.
Taking it to the crib. We need some more creative answers as far as the Stanley.
You
can take it anywhere. All right.
And anywhere, everywhere.
Who wins the Stanley? Excuse me. Who wins the college football national championship? SEC or Big Ten? The Dogs. All right. Go Dogs.
The Dogs.
Go Dogs. Thanks, Coleman. J-Mad in Stone Mountain. J-Mad, is the Falcons Super Bowl window open in 2025?
Yes.
That is a 4-for-4 there, guys. Everybody's fired up about the Falcons.
I don't trust the coaches.
All right, don't trust the coaching, but the window is open. You have the Stanley Cup. Where are you taking it? Please give us a creative answer.
I am going to host a Cohiba cigar event at Paradise Island in Stonecrest Mountain.
All right, I'll be there. I like that. I am in for that one. Who wins the college football national championship this year, a team from the SEC or a team from the Big Ten?
There's nothing like an SEC team. Let's get it. Go Dogs.
All right. Thanks so much. Where would you take the Stanley Cup, Abe?
Yeah, I was thinking about that. I mean, obviously, like, I have my regular bar. I might pop by there. I think the Stanley Cup deserves a nice day out at the Battery. Nice afternoon. Maybe either there or Piedmont Park.
I would take it, and probably because I have to head there right after this to go to a meeting. I'd take it to Athens. I'd go to Athens, pop into a few of my jaunts there, maybe bring it into the football facility at Buttsmere Heritage Hall. I would take it to Athens is where I'd take it. What about you, Bo?
So I love the Battery idea. I would take it straight to Fat Tuesday in the Battery, fill it up with a big fat daiquiri.
Yes, sir.
But so when we won a softball tournament about a month or so ago, I took our big-ass trophy to Peachtree Corners and did several spots in Peachtree Corners.
Where at? That's right by me.
Oh, all over, bro. I was in the Forum and,
yeah,
and
the town center,
bro. Yeah,
look,
I took
the
trophy. Yeah, man. I didn't post it anywhere except for our little group chat with me and all the parents.
Thanks for the invite.
But that's exactly what I would probably do, take it on a tour of Peachtree Corners.
Yeah, man, you got to flex, right? You got to bring it out, let people see it, take pictures, fill it up with a cocktail or three or four or ten. Do your thing. Abe, this was fun, man.
Sure was. We got Falcons fans ready. We're winning the title.
Winning the Super Bowl,
get
baby.
Get them ring sizes, baby.
Woo-hoo! Falcons training camp starts tomorrow, 92.9 The Game. We'll be on site in Flowery Branch, Morning Shift Steakhouse, and Andy and Randy. Then, of course, Dukes and Bell at Mall of Georgia Hooters all throughout training camp. Appreciate you guys tuning in to us on this beautiful Wednesday. Bo Johnson, thank you so much, Abe. You the man. We'll talk to you next week. I'll talk to you next week. Have a great rest of the week, everybody.
As the U.S. men's national team takes center stage at a home World Cup, make sure you're listening to Call It What You Want, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network, where you can join me, I'm Jimmy Conrad, alongside Charlie Davies, Tony Miola, Marcelo Balboa, and Benny Feilhaber throughout this tournament for previews, instant reactions, and analysis of every U.S. match. Then all summer, we're back every Tuesday and Thursday, covering all things U.S. men's national team. Download and follow Call It What You Want on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.